When the day goes to sleep and the full moon looks, night is so black, the darkness cooks. People around making me do things I don't want. Love so bad. Come keep on around, drive me mad. Busting my dreams, making me see things I don't want. The green man leashes the two-pronged crack. All my talent is up, and all your brain is down.
Okay.
Did you get that on tape, Bob?
Yeah. There's not an audience.
Yeah, well, I know it was a thing like but the other thing, but I just wanted to get... little verbal now. That this is a song off an album we had out called Bare Trees. That was quite a while ago, before everything got rolling and rolled right over us. This is called Spare Me a Little. It's one of Christine's songs. This is a song that was, but we can, no, I don't want to say that. Just start it.
You are here.
to the moon. I stopped about 45 minutes in fact. I go, one!
Future that you want.
in Paris, but this song was written in Paris. Midst of 1970, which was a bad year for just about everything. The only thing that was good that year was the Beaujolais. And the Keith was pretty out of sight too. Everything else was on a downgrade. We were sitting up in an apartment building in Paris. I don't even think I knew you then, boo. I think we did. We were sitting up in the middle of a blizzard, getting really wasted, but getting bummed out at the same time because the headlines and the paper and everything like that, and the club owner and everything was wrong. Everything was wrong. And we were trying to put a simple name to what we were doing, the process of analyzing the people that you're close with, what your thing is. Trying to figure out what's going on and what will be going on, and if you want to leave or not, by the back door or the front door. What? And we finally came up with the name Future Games, which we subsequently applied to this tune. And that's what the song is all about. Thank you.
nothing going on. Nobody seems to know just what it is. The Air Force won't let on. Might be a hole down in the ocean. The fog won't let go. Might be some crazy people talking. Somebody that we ought to know. BBC. Down in the triangle, she's a tribute. Strange shapes in the light, shadows in the night. They said that wingtips seem to brush their faces. Strange stone inside. Triangle is not a fictitious thing at all. It's what a lot of people are calling this area of about 10,000 square miles. It runs down from Virginia and cuts up some of the islands, Bahama area, like Aruba, Lucera, Jamaica, and Abaco. And then the other leg of the triangle goes back up north through what they used to call the Sargasso Sea. An area where, since they've been recording this type of thing. That is, over the past 150 years or so, thousands of ships and planes, big and small, military and civilian, have disappeared without leaving a trace, usually. Now, when you ask the military, or when the military has been asked, official sources, you know, they say that it's due to bad weather. They say that people shouldn't go into an area like that without having sufficient preparation to handle the happenings, you know, like squalls and things. Oddly enough, however, most of the disappearances have involved professional airline pilots, ship captains, people with vast experience. Now, we have sort of an experience of our own, or at least a third-degree experience that sort of ties into this. We had a friend of a friend in Coral Gables, Florida, who had a boat, 35-foot catch. It's a kind of sailboat with a sail in the middle of it, and one on the back, and one on the front. They'd been sailing for about 10 years, and they knew what they were doing. They decided to go out for a nice weekend, take a couple days, and go on a cruise. So they loaded some beer aboard, they took their wives or whoever along. They set out, meaning to be back Sunday night. Well, they didn't show up. The family, of course, became quite concerned when it got to be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And it was a week. And they called in a Coast Guard patrol to go out and look for them. Coast Guard did that and eventually found the boat sailing merrily off of the blue horizon with all the sails still set, billowing out in the wind. And that was strange enough that when they went aboard, the mines got blown because they found that all the food was still in the cupboards, clothes in the closets, personal belongings all in place, table setting on the table, in the galley. In fact, there was even a cup of coffee still on the table with coffee still in it. That's how calm the weather had been. Of course, the coffee was ice cold by that time. There's no sign of any storm or any struggle, no sign of damage, no notes, no farewells, no hellos, and no goodbyes. Everything was ship-shaped in Bristol fashion aboard that catch. The only thing that was wrong, you know this, Bob, because I've already heard. The only thing that was missing was the people, and they still haven't happened to turn up yet. I hope they're ecstatically happy where they are. May I say, we're down, and say it again, we're down, down at the triangle. Where?
magic woman. Got a black magic woman. Got a black magic woman. She's got me so fine I can see. Got a black magic woman. She's trying to make the devil. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me now. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby, or you might break off one of my magic sticks.
Sing, I ain't pretty and my legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to. Ooh, man. Now when I talked to God, I knew he'd understand. He said, stick by me, I'll be your guiding hand. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not get the answer that you want me to. Visually, because you can't see us, but we're sitting in the record plant in Sausalito, and there's a whole bunch of people in the control room. All this Bob Hughes, John Courage is in there, Gil Lopez is probably in there, Tom Donahue is in there, Sherry Reed's in there, Mike Sharf's in there, Rick is in there, Dave Wheatley might be in there, a whole bunch of people are in there, we're sitting facing them. So I'll start from my right. On grand piano and electric piano, we got Christine McVie. To Chris's left, bass, John McVie. On drums, lovely, fascinating, svelte, lithe, and gorgeous, Mick Fleetwood. With his wristbands. And then to my immediate left, I'm playing Hammond and clavinet and harp synthesizer. He's been a friend of mine for a long time. He's helping us out on all that stuff. Bobby Hunt. Not order. My name is Bob Welch, and I'm insane. I'm wasted, no. I smoke too much, no. Well, I like to mention that we are what is known as the Real Fleetwood Mac. This is not a bogus group. I've been in the band for 4 years. We just try to get into a little blueness and then go right on into some shake.
Look here, baby, if you gotta rock, be a rockin' horse. Lord, if you think you like to roll, I'll dig it a month. Shake the world.
And you know that's right.
guess we're we're gonna cool it now.
Couldn't tell.